Hi, this is a dictation for Tanza Lewis, TanzaLewis. Date of service is 6/25/2025. Date of accident is 6/1/2025. Date of birth is 6/17/1986. Date of service 6/25/2025. Patient presents with a pain in the neck, mid back, lower back as the main issue, secondary to the automobile accident that happened as she was traveling as a front seat passenger. Restrained. Then she was rear-ended. No detail of the accident have been provided, no pictures of the car have been provided. Pain level is reported between 9 and 10. Patient reports 10% relief so far with the medications. She further reports that the pain medication that has been provided has not relieved pain at all, and her ADLs are affected very badly. Kindly review the records for ADLs for system review. Mild headaches are reported without TBI. Now she reports mid-back, upper-back, and lower-back pain. Tylenol is having her some reaction, allergies, and some headaches. Please review the additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 151 over 107, pulse 92, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visits of 6/19/2025, dictation number 0924-034. Plan is to switch Tylenol coding to Norco to be given as needed, 7.5 milligrams PRN, 15 days only. Imitrex tablets were provided, 100 milligram daily for 30 days for powerful excess of headaches, and a Migranol nasal spray for severe headaches relief. The maps were reviewed. Patient was seen. Dr. Bachu, but she doesn't want to go and see him any longer for personal reason. And then she was referred by a different physical therapy group that is with her. MRIs were done. They were ordered by Dr. Jenny Haley. And they report that there is a, in the right shoulder, there is a tear of the distal supraspinous tendon at this attachment. Complex tear, anterior, superior, glenoid labrum with regional paralabral fluid. AC joint degenerative changes without impingement. In the cervical spine at C6-7, there is a 11 millimeter broad-based central disc herniation, contributing borderline narrowing of the central canal. No neuroforamina stenosis, but there is an increased signal in the posterior central disc. Thoracic spine. MRI shows a herniated disc at T7, T8, T8, 9, and T9 and 10, but no central canal stenosis. In the lumbar spine, there is a broad-based 20 millimeter central disc herniation, facet irregular disc contributing to bilateral high-grade neural foramen narrowing. L5S1, there is no disc herniation, but there is a facet irregular disc. The patient is informed about these findings, and she will be seen. In the left shoulder, MRI that has been done, patient has a partial thickness tear of the distal attachment supraspinous tendon, grade 1, slab 1, glenoid labrum tear. And all of these findings have been investigated and entertained, informed to the patient. The patient has been advised that she will benefit from series of injections to the area of pathology, especially the rotator cuff injections, and also the intra-articular injection to help her. She's also been referred to a orthopedic surgeon as well. Thank you.